something interesting that I thought we'd try out for the holidays, you know, while you're at home and not to let the mind get too inactive. While we were still in Madrasa, let me start off by reminding you of this. And while we were still in Madrasa, there was some sort of difference of opinion which was totally unapplicable in the sense that we could not practice upon that. It was with regards to miras. And one of my teachers said at that time that the mind is like an elastic, that the more you stretch it, obviously not going too far, then the further it will stretch. So as long as you keep stretching it, it will keep that elasticity. However, if you do not, if you stop stretching it, then it will lose that elasticity and you'll become dormant. So in that light, I thought that every day during the holidays, I'll share with you 5 Arabic words and 5 Arabic phrases or sentences, frequently used short sentences. So we'll learn every day 5 of the sentences, 5 words, and by the end of each week, we'll have 20 words and 20 sentences. Maybe we should have imtihan in the end. So that will be something exciting, and you can write these words down, and it will be of great use to you. Learning Arabic is virtuous. It is the language of the Quran, the language of the people of Jannah. So let's start with the very basic, our 5 words for today. Word number 1, al-ard. What does ard mean? It means the earth. So that is the first word, al-ard. The second word is as-sama, the sky. As-sama, the sky. The third word is ash-shams, the sun. Ash-shams, the sun. Then the fourth word is al-qamar, the moon. And the fifth word is an-nujum, the stars. So we have 5 words for today, all relating to what we see on a daily basis in terms of the sun, the moon, the sky, the stars. So al-ard, the earth, ash-shams, the sky, as-sama, the sky, ash-shams, the sun, al-qamar, the moon, an-nujum. Those are your 5 words for today that we learn. Now our 5 expressions. And these are frequently used expressions. So if you'd like to tell your friend to come here, you say, Ta'al huna ya sadiqi. Ta'al huna ya sadiqi. Come here, my friend. Come here, my friend. That is the first expression. The second one is, La ta'ti al-yawm. Do not come today. Do not come today. La ta'ti al-yawm. That is the second one. The third one is, قُلْ لَهُ أَن يَجِيءَ حَالًا. قُلْ لَهُ أَن يَجِيءَ حَالًا. Tell him to come soon. So just say, you're sending a message to someone, and you'd like the person to convey the message to the person, to say that that person should come yes immediately. So you would say, قُلْ لَهُ أَن يَجِيءَ حَالًا. قُلْ لَهُ أَن يَجِيءَ حَالًا. Then the next one is, who told him to come? Who told him to come? مَنْ قَالَ لَهُ أَن يَجِيءَ. مَنْ قَالَ لَهُ أَن يَجِيءَ. Who told him to come? And the fifth expression for this morning is, how did you come? Up kaise aaye. How did you come? Kaifa ataita. Kaifa ataita. How did you come? So to recap on the 5 sentences, تَعَالْ هُنَا يَا صَدِيقِي. Come here, my friend. لَا تَأْتِي الْيَوْمِ. Don't come today. قُلْ لَهُ أَيَّجِيءَ حَالًا. Tell him to come soon or come immediately. مَنْ قَالَ لَهُ أَيَّجِيءَ. Who told him to come? كَيْفَ أَتَيْتَ. How did you come? So there's our 5 words and our 5 sentences for today. And I will be noting, and when I do meet you anywhere, I'm going to test you randomly, that do you know your lesson of today, the 5 words and the 5 sentences.